I look forward to looking at it. You know, all the federal programs, there's always strings attached. But as we all know, those are our dollars that go up there. They come back with strings. But I look forward to seeing what they, what they're going to come back with, and see if it makes sense for Florida. What, you know, if the president wanted right now to create jobs, what he would do is he would send the three free trade agreements to Congress and get those ratified for Panama, Colombia, and South Korea. Those would generate thousands of private sector jobs in Florida and around the country. So that's what I'd like him to do right now.
What's an acceptable string to be attached to federal money, and what's not an acceptable string to be attached to federal money?
Well, I think what you have to look at on all the federal money, we always have to remember that's our money that we send to them. And historically, Florida has been so-called a donor state. We send way more money to the federal government than they send back. But does it fit within what we're trying to accomplish in the state? Or is it going to create a program that ultimately is going to require taxes to go up? So if it fits within with what we want to accomplish for Floridians, then we'll be interested in looking at it. If all it's going to do is create a program that we never had an interest in creating in Florida, and then they're going to have the expectation that we continue it after they stop the funding, then we won't be doing those type of programs.
Do you think that because Florida has that reputation of being a donor state, that if you reject this money, does Florida lose something then? Or do you fulfill that prophecy then if you reject it of making Florida stay in that donor state status?
Well, I'm going to be focused on doing what's right for Floridians and making sure that the money that we take is money that fits within our needs. As you know, if, for example, we need to expand our ports. It's a big opportunity for Florida. We should be a significant shipping capital for the world with the expansion of the Panama Canal. Our ports need dollars to for dredge and things like that. We need to work on our cargo rail infrastructure. So there's a lot of great programs that they could help us with, and I hope with the support of Chairman Mica that those are the right, those are the types of things that will happen.
Floridians on the Space Coast in the middle of their own economic downturn right now with the retirement of the shuttle program. Of course, recently a long-range vision for a brand-new rocket was announced. But I wonder, what are you planning to do right now to help retain any of the highly skilled workforce that is out of work right now on the Space Coast?
Well, I think the Space Coast is a significant opportunity for Florida. We have such unbelievable talent there. And so what's going to happen is there's going to be a lot of new companies started. There's a lot of companies interested in moving there because of all that talent. I did a trade mission, as you know, in June up to Canada, and a lot of companies, especially in Toronto that I sat down with, are very interested in expanding in the Space Coast area because of the talent pool we have there. We're also going to work on making sure that we continue to do private launches there, and so I think there's a significant opportunity going forward.
Who's better positioned, though, to help the Space Coast right now? Because for so long they've been reliant on the federal government. Is the state in a better position to help workers right now who are out of a job?
Well, I think it takes, first off, the local community's got to figure out exactly what they need. And look, government doesn't create jobs. Government creates an environment where private companies create jobs.
But if they have a big rockets program, if they have a big rocket program that's federally funded, Governor, isn't that the federal government creating jobs?
That's federal government spending money, and it creates jobs. But the long term, the real opportunity there is with the private sector.
And so, Governor, is there a priority for the Space Coast this session or anything in the works?
We're working on a lot of things around talking to companies that have an interest in coming to the Space Coast, making sure that this, whether it's regulations or whether it's taxes or whether it's fees, that people want to open their businesses around the Space Coast. I'm also doing a trade mission down to Brazil in October. There's a lot of aviation that comes out of Brazil. As you know, Embraer opened up a plant there this year to build two of their jets, and I'm hoping that they're going to expand their operations in the Space Coast area.